Burden, Brother and Sister. J. A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. August 4th, 1903. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, I have words to write to you, and I pray that they will be a help to you. When I heard that Brother Burden was to be manager of the outside and inside interests of the sanitarium, I wondered how much this embraced. If it means that physicians, matron, and nurses are to go to him for direction in everything regarding their work, I must say that a mistake has been made. When sanitarium work was conducted in Summer Hill, the circumstances were such that matters were in a very uncertain state. There was no proper matron. There was no physician and his wife to work unitedly in the institution. Instruction was given me that, if possible, a manager was to be obtained who could take charge of the work inside and outside the sanitarium. This was necessary, because there were not connected with the work carried on inside the building those who could give character and dignity to the work. Of course, I do not understand all the details of the work of the Warunga Sanitarium, but light has been given me that Dr. Kress and his wife are well fitted to direct the inside work of the institution, and that with suitable help, they can carry this work successfully. They can decide many questions that under other circumstances would be left to the manager for decision. Dr. Kress and his wife possess high capabilities and are not to be under the control of anyone. But of course, they are to consult with Brother and Sister Burden. Dr. Kress and his wife are looking to Jesus. They are seeking in every way to do his will and to walk in his footsteps. They must be careful not to try to carry more burdens than their health will permit. The Lord has shown me that there is danger of Dr. Kress's overworking and thus endangering his health. Not long ago, he nearly lost his life. The Lord worked as his physician and restored him to health again. But he must be careful not to overtax his physical powers in the future. All the workers connected with the sanitarium must be careful not to overwork. They are to guard their health and strength, that they may be a recommendation to the institution. Dr. Kress may feel that he should visit different places to speak upon health questions and to arouse an interest in the work of the institution. He can in this way do good service. Brother Burden, your work and Brother and Sister Starr's work has been presented to me. It does not lie entirely in the institution. You are to get out among the people of Sydney and its suburbs, doing all in your power to win men and women to the truth, watching for souls as they that must give an account. You are to carry the truth to the homes of the people. In this work, you will gain most precious experiences. A liberal diet should be provided for the patients, but care should be taken in the preparation and combination of food for the sick. The table of a sanitarium cannot be set exactly the same as the table of a restaurant. It makes a great difference whether the food is to be placed before healthy men, who can digest almost anything in the line of food, or before invalids. There is danger of providing too limited a diet for people who have come directly from a diet so abundant as to encourage gluttony. The fare should be liberal, but at the same time, it should be simple. I know that food can be prepared simply and yet be so palatable as to be enjoyed even by those who have been accustomed to a richer fare. Let fruit be placed on the table in abundance. I am glad that you are able to provide for the sanitarium table fruit fresh from your own orchard. This is indeed a great advantage. I am praying earnestly that the work of the Warunga Sanitarium shall be carried forward on a right basis. I am praying that the workers will draw near to God. As they do this, He will draw near to them. Let God work in His own way, and He will reveal Himself as the great physician. Bear in mind that heavenly intelligences are waiting to cooperate with human instrumentalities, that there may be in the work of the sanitarium a oneness that will impress all who come with the realization that a sacred spirit abides in the institution, that physicians, manager, matron, and nurses are drawing in even cords, and that they are united with divine workers.